If you're in the U.S. and you feel like your human rights have been violated and you don't agree with the response from U.S. authorities, one option available to you has been to call the United Nations. The U.N. would then conduct a non-binding investigation, or at least that used to be the case until the Trump administration stopped cooperating. The World's Rupa Shenoy reports on one case.
Dani Iskini knew she had a dangerous job as the founder of a transgender rights advocacy organization in Seattle. She's a transgender woman, and she was used to occasional threats.
President Trump has announced his intention to ban transgender people from serving in the U.S. military.
But after she and others sued the Trump administration over its transgender military ban, the threats became constant and specific. They included pictures of her family and their addresses.
People telling me that they were going to kill my mother. Somebody had stalked and found out my brother's address, what bus stop he used and where he worked, and, you know, threatened to kill my brother.
And then one day, when she was driving alone, a green truck with two men in it ran Iskini off the road.
Basically, they ran me into a guardrail.
At that point, Iskini and her family decided she needed to leave. But when she tried to renew her passport, she says officials told her that she'd obtained it fraudulently because she didn't provide documentation, including that of her gender at birth. A State Department official said they couldn't comment on the case, but there's been no change in how they handle passports from transgender applicants. Iskini's congresswoman intervened to get her a temporary passport, and Iskini went to Sweden, where her ex-husband lives. 6 months later, she's still there. Her Swedish visa is about to expire, and she can't come back to the U.S.
I don't have a U.S. passport, I cannot leave Sweden, and I don't have Swedish citizenship. And that, to me, is like the definition of statelessness.
She turned to international authorities for help, filing a human rights complaint with the United Nations. But the State Department won't respond to the U.N.'s request to investigate.
I just thought they were being silent on my issue.
But as it turns out, the U.S. State Department hasn't responded to requests from the U.N. to investigate human rights complaints since May, according to a report in the Guardian newspaper. 13 requests haven't been answered, including one asking to look into family separations at the U.S.-Mexico border. That's a departure from previous administrations, putting the U.S. in the company of countries like North Korea. International NGOs, including Amnesty International, have written an open letter to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, voicing their concern. A UN spokeswoman says they haven't been advised of a policy change, and they hope that the U.S. will continue to cooperate. Requests for comment to the State Department, FBI, and Department of Justice went unanswered, possibly because of the government shutdown.
The question is this: is it something that's explicitly a deliberate policy decision, or is there so much turmoil and uncertainty that it was a conscious decision just not to answer anything at all? I would say probably closer to the former.
Stephen Feldstein is a Boise State University professor and non-resident fellow at the Carnegie Endowment. He worked on human rights in the Obama State Department. And he says responding to UN requests to investigate was routine. The Obama administration hosted 16 investigations.
It wouldn't even be an issue where there need to be a senior meeting within the State Department to say, how do we respond and, you know, should we? It would be more of a de facto, yes, we're going to respond. And then the question just would be, who would be willing to meet with them and how do you schedule things?
They expected critical feedback from those investigations, and even though the findings are non-binding, Feldstein says they took them seriously. But the Trump administration has rejected international oversight. The last UN investigation in America, approved by the Obama administration, came out this past May, and it concluded the U.S. was turning a blind eye to 40 million people in poverty here. Then UN Ambassador Nikki Haley responded that it was patently ridiculous to investigate poverty in America compared to other countries across the world. President Trump summed up the administration's stance while speaking to the UN in September.
America is governed by Americans. We reject the ideology of globalism, and we embrace the doctrine of patriotism.
Mark Lagon is a professor at Georgetown University's School of Foreign Service. He says this most recent development, not responding to requests for UN investigations, breaks with previous Republican administrations. Lagon was a senior official on human rights in the George W. Bush administration.
It's not in vogue today to be open to criticism by the UN, and hasn't been an uncommon view among conservatives over time.
But the Bush administration allowed UN investigations, even on uncomfortable subjects like detentions at Guantanamo, although in that case the administration rejected the UN's findings.
The U.S. should always be open to questions and investigations by the UN because it wants other countries to do so. How can it expect other countries to be transparent if we cannot?
The Trump administration has claimed a continued commitment to human rights, even though it pulled out of the UN Human Rights Council last year. The vice president has spoken out against the persecution of Uyghurs in China. But Danny Aschini says they're not protecting human rights workers in their own country.
This administration has just gutted protection for human rights defenders who are doing LGBT work, and I happen to just be one of the canaries in the coal mine.
And she says, not just because she's transgender.
I'm being attacked because of the political work that I do. I think it has broader implications for a lot of other people who oppose Trump.
Aschini feels safe in Sweden. She says being transgender isn't a big deal there. She's applied for asylum, but she doubts it'll be granted to an American citizen. For The World, I'm Roopa Shenoy.